things can someone do to get ready for surgery?
Yeah. So it's a good question. There are other more practical things mm-hmm. that I make sure patients think of. I don't think anyone should check into the hospital without an eye mask and earplugs. Mm. Because I think getting a good night's sleep mm-hmm. is, number one, hard to do in a hospital because mm-hmm. it's not your own bed. It's not your own environment. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of noise going on, extraneous noise. So I think that should be standard fare that you bring into the hospital with you, because they don't always, not all hospitals have those types of things for you. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure, and usually if you're having body surgery, they're going to give you some special scrubs and special mm-hmm. cleanses to do. But your own self, get an antibacterial, one of those old antibacterial soap bars, and scrub yourself head to toe in the week before surgery. Make sure you're as antibacterial as you can be. You want really good dental hygiene. Mm-hmm. So you want to floss and brush your teeth really well. Then we start getting into other things that are less common sense or less mainstream medicine. There are some nutrients, mm-hmm. so it kind of makes sense that your body needs building blocks to rebuild tissues after you're done. And some of these nutrients that are used up more routinely or more quickly during surgery are things like vitamin C. Mm-hmm. There's no national guidelines or national recommendations to take extra vitamin C, but it's a water-soluble vitamin. The downside is very little. Sometimes if you take too big a dose, you get a little GI upset, but that's about it. And there is evidence that your body levels, when you're sick or when you're traumatized or when you're going through surgery, that your body uses up your vitamin C and your levels are low.
Yeah. How much vitamin C are you recommending?
So just because your body can't absorb more than mm-hmm, that, usually mm-hmm. 500 milligrams mm-hmm. twice a day. Mm-hmm.